This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, the SRC president calls for more cultural immersions experience after the Sac State University president's public lecture and father sentenced to life for raping mentally challenged daughter. The time is 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. Dr. Luke Wood, the president of California State University, Sacramento, delivered a public lecture at Magosuthu University of Technology. Dr. Luke Wood, the president of California State University, Sacramento, delivered a public lecture at Magosuthu University of Technology on transforming university cultures to ensure every student belongs and thrives. Drawing from his experience as a first-generation college student and former foster youth, Dr. Wood emphasized the importance of inclusivity and creating welcoming campuses. His message resonated with MUT community, inspiring students and leaders to build bridges across continents. The MUT's Student Representative Council President Dumisani Tongo was particularly inspired, committing to expand cultural immersion opportunities for students, including potential collaborations with Sac State. The lecture sparked a renewed determination among MUT's leaders and students to pursue global citizenship, cross-cultural understanding, and new pathways to employment and innovation. In other news, a 39-year-old man was sentenced to life imprisonment for raping his 19-year-old mentally challenged daughter. He pleaded guilty to the crime, which occurred in August 18, 2024, in Jovellini Village, Eastern Cape. The father exploited his daughter's intellectual disability and violated her trust, overpowering and raping her near bushes after she refused his demands. The court prohibited him from owning a firearm and ordered his details to be recorded in the National Register for Sex Offenders. The Eastern Cape Director of Public Prosecutions praised the prosecution team, stating the sentence sends a strong message against exploiting vulnerable members of society and reinforces the commitment to combating gender-based violence. And finally, the Grammy Award-winning singer Adele is set to make her acting debut in Tom Ford's film adaptation of Anne Rice's novel Cry to Heaven. The movie, set in 18th century Italy, tells the story of a Venetian noble and castrated opera singer, featuring an all-star cast including Tandy Newton and Colin Firth. Filming is expected to start in January in London and Rome, with a release date set for late 2026. This will be Ford's third film following A Single Man and Nocturnal Animals, and marks his return to directing after a 9-year break. Adele has been taking a break from music to explore other creative ventures, and fans are excited to see her on big screens. To recap the top stories this hour, the SRC president calls for more cultural immersion experiences after Sac State University president's public lecture and father sentenced to life for raping mentally challenged daughter. That is all from me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin tomorrow at 7 o'clock on the Vukubangeni Breakfast Show. For MUT Radio News, I am Khakazile Shinga.
You're listening to MUT Radio Podcast.